Soybean crushing is a process used to extract oil from the beans, which is then refined into biodiesel fuel. Currently, no such facility exists in Wisconsin, although the mayor of Evansville, Sandy Decker, wants her town to have the first. She says her town is known as the soybean capital of the state, and a large biodiesel plant's already being built there. It's expected to produce 45 million gallons of biodiesel annually.
Our community is located in the heart of highest Wisconsin soybean production. Our strong agricultural tradition makes development of a crushing plant a perfect fit for Evansville.
Decker says the plant would support local growers and cut down on transportation costs. She was joined by John Blaska, board president of Landmark Services Cooperative. His company wants legislators to support Governor Doyle's $30 million renewable energy proposal and include a measure to develop the plant.
Landmark is offering to match any investment by the state up to $4 million towards a soybean crushing facility. It is estimated that a local crushing plant could generate over $235 million in revenue in the state of Wisconsin.
Landmark CEO Larry Swalheim adds that a soybean crushing plant would bring 40 new jobs to the area. Democratic State Senator John Erpenbach and Republican Representative Brett Davis are also backing the enterprise. They pledge to work for the measure as the legislature continues to wrangle with a budget impasse. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.